It's the JD Cymru South podcast with Weber and Jonah, some of our teams making a name for themselves last weekend in the Welsh Cup. And I can tell you what, I bet the atmosphere is high at Ammanford after that win over Carmarthen. We'll find out in a second as we speak to Griff Harrison and get Jonah's thoughts on the weekend ahead, because it's a great game down west, Ammanford hosting Britton Ferry. Carl Shaw chips in from that end. We've also got the preview of all the other games to come. Comment from Lee John as well, as Goitre tried their best against Carnarvon and look forward to the rest of the season. But first, as I said, let's speak to the man who made all the headlines on Friday night, Griff Harrison. Very delighted with the performance just as much as the result.
We've made a lot of strides in the last 2 years. And like I said, pre-match and in the build-up, we mapped reward for all the work we're doing on and off the pitch. And like I said, we've been building towards this, and I think we've shown tonight that we can compete. Our infrastructure's growing, and I told the boys before the game, this might feel like a cup final, but it's just the start for us.
If you played like that every week it'd be a cup final. You were excellent. The boy Gavin Jones was superb. Jones, Trundle, Fisher in midfield, they were excellent all over the park.
Yeah, our front five, they're our artists usually, and we said we had to put up, the artists had to put their pens down today and do some graft without the ball, and then we knew when to break and when we could hurt them, and we identified maybe weaknesses. And you know, Carmarthen was still good, they were in the game, they had chances themselves, but no, I think we created enough. I mean, the result isn't flattering of us, we deserved it wholeheartedly.
And it sets up a fantastic Friday night football adventure against another side challenging for the top as well. Here's Carl Shaw from Britton Ferry.
To beat the Welsh Premiership side 4-0 away from home, you must be doing something right. So Griff and his boys will be on a good run, good spirit in the camp this week, I guess. It'll be a difficult game for us going over there Friday night. But again, we'll be prepared, we'll go down there, we'll have our game plan, and hopefully we can carry on our run of form and pick up another 3 points. But I'm sure it's going to be a great game, and anyone who's free on Friday night, get yourself down to Ammanford. It should be a great game of football for the neutral.
Ammanford flying high, Britton Ferry doing well for themselves. More importantly on Friday night, if you turn up in a Santa hat at the Ammanford-Britton Ferry game, I think you get a free mince pie.
Oh, this is a great game down in West Wales this weekend. I mean, they're bound to come into the game on a high, and they've, you know, beaten Carmarthen 4-0. It's all about Trundle. Everybody's talking about Trundle, but the rest of the team were absolutely fantastic as well, especially the left winger, Gavin Jones. I was well impressed by him. He looked excellent. I am a carbon copy of our Welsh wizard, Daniel James, and he might have a good future, that boy. But that was brilliant for him. Funny thing was, Mac, it was the only clean sheet that they've had in the season so far, Ammanford, so they saved their best to last. But they play Britton Ferry this weekend. In form, Britton Ferry, the top scorers in the league now, and they are a serious promotion or title threat. They're definitely in the mix now. Carl Shaw's got it going really well down there. And Mark Jones got 20 goals already, 20 goals. With 2 weeks to go to Christmas, is a fantastic figure. You know, he could be aiming definitely 30, 40 goals a season. If one of your strikers, Mark, at any level, especially this level, gets 30 or 40, your team won't be far away from the title. So what a game, Ammanford and a Ferry on the weekend.
And another fantastic Friday night game awaiting us, Llanelli against Goitre. Before I get Jonah's thoughts on that, let's hear from Lee John, the Goitre manager.
At 1-0 after 40 minutes, we're thinking, right, let's get to half-time now, come up with a game plan to go and attack them in the second half. And we had 5 minutes of madness, you know. They scored a great strike from Ramsey, the keeper, to release Brooke well, I think it was, on the right-hand side, and he scored a fantastic strike. And then it's just a mad couple of minutes, and you know, I think at 41 minutes it was 1-0, at 45 minutes it was 4-0. So, yeah, that's football, isn't it?
As a player, you played in the 2010 final for Port Talbot against Bangor City at Llanelli. So is it disappointing for you that you're out of the cup as a manager this time?
Yeah, I'm gutted. You know, it's an opportunity for today for the boys. You know, you watched Ammanford last night, and you know the performance that they put in, and it's a showcase for the players and for managers, you know, and for the club. So yeah, we want to go as far as we can in the competition, but listen, we're out, and we can concentrate in the league now.
And two big games coming in the next week or so.
Yeah, Llanelli next Friday. We've got Haverford West, Lantwick Major to come as well. So, yeah, you know, I think the last five games we've won four. We've lost the one, obviously. So, yeah, we want to get back on track and push up that league table.
A lot of people who followed the Welsh pyramid system will be familiar with you as a player. But how are you enjoying management then?
It's frustrating at times, and it's stressful. I love it. I just love being involved. You know, I'm at a fantastic football club. I've got a good set of players who work hard for each other. You know, you've seen in the second half today, we're down to 10 men, we're 4-0 down, and we've kept a clean sheet. You know, we can take positives out of that. You know, if we've got to go away next week and we're 1-0 up with 20 to go, we know we can see games out. So, yeah, we're not going to come up that kind of against that kind of opposition in future. So, yeah, it can be frustrating, but, you know, I'm enjoying it as well.
And Liam, impressed? Not a single grey hair as yet?
No, just 36, so I'm not, you know, I'm still looking okay, thankfully.
What do you make of this one, Jonah?
It's fourth against eighth, so, you know, it's a good game. And actually, yet the win under Mark Dickerson in the league. A draw against Andy was followed up by losses away from home against Avonlido and Ponty. So, yeah, it hasn't been a fantastic start for him. But he's a good coach. He'll get him back playing well. And this will be definitely a tight game. Goitre would have been disappointed to have lost Carnarvon, but Carnarvon at the moment, like I say, are one of the top teams and they're scoring goals from everywhere. But he just needs to get his boys playing again. Josh Jones, Joseph Hopkins were amongst the goals last month. So Lee will be opening his team. He'll put in a bit of a performance down at Stebo. A point for Goitre, I think, would be a great point. And Dicko will want he'll want his team to start winning home games, so it's three definite for Llanelli. I think it'd be a decent point for Jono and his lads.
And another good Friday night game will be Swansea University. Now, the students are probably packing their bags, ready for the Christmas holiday. But one more push, one more adventure for the supporters, if they can turn out before they leave campus, will be hosting Taftswell. And how is this one going to go?
I'm in the third in the league at the moment, Swansea Uni. They both bounced back from two consecutive league defeats against Cwmaman and Goitre by defeating Cambrian in the Welsh Cup. So, you know, that was a good comeback for them, definitely. It shows what they're all about. It shows they've got plenty of quality. Again, Alan Sobers and Sue slotting in well with the team of providing goals up top. Taftswell, by the way, don't forget, they beat Ammanford 3-0 last time out. They're still without a permanent manager, but they'll be playing with plenty of confidence after defeating Ammanford 3-0 after the way Ammanford played last week against Carmarthen. 19-year-old Jordan Carey, I think he got a brace again against Ammanford, so he's one to look out for. The Uni boys, like we said, if they're going to win the league, if they're going to get promoted, they need to be beating teams like the Wellmen at home. But the win the Wellmen had last time out, don't be surprised if they don't go down there and get themselves a point.
Plenty of good games around on Saturday, and Cara Ely face a bit of a tough task, in my view. It's Avonlido next, and of course Paul Evans on the Manager of the Month shortlist. Absolutely a sign of how well the Lido have come on in the past few weeks. This is going to be a tough call for the Cardiff boys, isn't it?
You think so, Mac. You think so, unfortunately, for Cairo. They yet to win this season. Their luck hasn't turned. You know, Samo left Craig Sampson. I don't know whether they've designated a new manager yet. I don't think they have. They've only scored 10 times this season. That's a stat they'll want to put to bed. They need a couple of goals if you're going to win a game. And they're going to a tough place down to the Lido. Lido will, you know, they'll be pleased with their win last week. I mean, they got a hell of a tie now going to Connors Quay Nomads. They're one of the greatest of ties in the draw on Heno on Monday evening. But their forwards are playing well now for the Lido, and that's key to some teams. Kyde's bagging the goals in. Bradley Frey and Noah Daly. I mentioned these two boys before, the wingers. And they scored 8 goals between them in November. And like I said, their 4-0 win over Llandudno in the Cup shows they're making good progress. They've had a draw against Ponty and Undy of late. No, they drew against Ponty. And I think they got defeated against Undy. So they're not there yet. But I think Saturday is definitely back on track for the Lido, chasing the promotion hopefuls, and you'd expect them to get a 3-point all at home against a struggling Cardiff Ely.
And we know about the calibre of Haverford West, and again, backed up, I suppose, in the nominations for Player and Manager of the Month. Sean Pemberton's got a Player of the Month nomination, and Wolsey's got a Manager of the Month nomination. It's Pontypridd for them next, who have done all right. It's an interesting game, isn't it, Jenna?
Yes, Mark, top of the table. Have a West County, Wayne Jones or Wolsey. He's, you know, he'll be itching to get the Haverford West to win this league this year. He's been around Wolsey now. He knows this league inside out, and he knows the Cymru Premier League, so he's got a good pedigree about him. 3 wins in 4 for Haverford West. Now they sit top of the Cymru South. Marcus Griffiths was a good signing for Wolsey from Penabont, and he's settling into this league well. So Wolsey knows what it takes to win Tier 2, and he'll be open to make it 3 wins from 3 with a win here. But don't forget, Ponty, they come into the game with a 2-1 win over Llanelli. Good goals from Luke Gullick, again, amongst the goals, and Aidan Lewis. And a win for them could take them as high as 10th. But going to Haverford West is the hardest, one of the hardest places. Like I said, you've got to travel well. You've got to go down there against a side who are now top of the league. So first against 13th. First will expect 3. 13th will take anything. A point will make it look lucky 13th for them, I think.
Now we're heading into a bit of a congested period, Jonah. The games are going to start coming thick and fast because it's Christmas time. And two teams, I think, that are really going to get their mojo sorted in the next few games, if we are to see them pushing for that top at all. Canberra and Inclinnich and Undy face each other.
A big game for Canberra. They lost to Swansea, like you said, 3-0. And they're without the winning 8 in the league. So this is crucial. They'll need to be winning these type of games, especially at home. Especially if at home, you know, see the lad on the goal of the month on Scott O'Leary and Jack at East. Didn't have whack a free kick in. So he's a good striker. I say they've got good strikers. They've got Sam Johnson. So they need to start scoring goals again now and tightening them at the back, because I'm sure Cam Bryan would have expected to be at least in the top half come the end of the season. And he won 5-3 in front of the Scotty cameras, and they're doing really well at the moment, Mark. They didn't start the season as well as they hope, but they're up to 10th, and they've got a good squad down at Dundee, and this could be a tough game now for Cambrian. Earlier on in the season, you'd have nailed them on, Cambrian, for a home win, but that 5-3 win for Dundee over the Lido, I think is telling teams they're back in business, and they could be a team to make a run from Christmas onward, Dundee.
And it's also STM against Llantwit Major this weekend.
Yeah, Mark, STM, I don't think they enjoyed their trip that well up to Rhyl. Unfortunately, they were defeated 2-0 with 3 players sent off. So they've got to get over that. Look, they should still be in a buoyant mood. They're in the MG Cup final. They're having a great season. They're 5th in the league, and they'll still most probably hope to finish higher than that with the players they got there. But I'll tell you what, Llantwit Major are a bit of a bogey side to STM. I don't think STM have beaten Llantwit Major in the last couple of seasons. Obviously, they've been in the same leagues quite a few times. But once again, Llantwit Major, they go under the radar, Darren Robson's team. They're in 11th place. Nobody ever mentions them. But they just go along. They're mid-table security there. And they haven't won in 6 games, though. So that'll be a bit of a blow to them. But they just seem to do enough all the time at the Vale of Glamorgan boys. So this is a big game for them. Going now to one of their rivals over the last couple of years, STM. STM will want a victory. And they will know, listen, this cup final they're going to play in the MG will come around rather quickly. 6 or 7 games away. But the players will know the manager is starting. The plan is, even that far away, the manager will know he's going to pick his best 11 for that final. And you want to be playing on that day. So if I was an STM player, I'd be giving my all every game now. I expect STM to break the hoodoo and win at home at Llanrwymy against Llantwit Major. But like I said, Llantwit Major go under the radar, so don't expect them not to get a point.
And last but not least in our little review, Cumbria and Celtic will host Cumamin.
12th versus 15th. It's a crucial game down, near the bottom end of the table. Cumbria have won 2 of the last 3 with good wins over Llantwit Major and Taffswell. A win Saturday would see them pull themselves away from danger heading into the Christmas period, and they could climb as high as 10th with a win. Cumamin lost to STM last time out, but their surprise victory against Swansea Uni proves they're more than a match for a lot of clubs in this division. If they get it right on the day, it'd be a big boost for them before Christmas come around, if they were to get a victory here. But like you said, it's a tight game down the bottom. It's a game that both teams will really want to win. Smart Money says for me, Cumbran should just about get over the line at home and climb up the table. But Cumbran, I think their Christmas, early Christmas present for them would be a point on the road in Gwent.
Well, just a reminder, as if you need a reminder, it's Christmas, apparently. Well, we're close to it, aren't we? And it's a special time for fundraising for all of the Cymru South clubs in the next few weeks, because they will be encouraging you to wear your Christmas jumper to some of their home games over the next few weeks. So when you get there, you'll see some buckets to put in a couple of pennies, and those pennies are going to the Save the Children Fund. It's a partnership between the Cymru South and the FAW, and Save the Children. Wear your Christmas jumper to one of the games, chuck a couple of quid in the bucket, and help some young people, not only in Wales, but further afield as well, have a fantastic life. Jonah's already dusting down his favourite Christmas jumper. You got it ready, Jonah?
Yes, Matt, don't worry. I'll get one. I'll borrow one off one of my mates, one of them decent Christmas jumpers, and it'll be down on the gantry at Jenna. Don't worry about that.
Fantastic. Who needs London Fashion Week when you've got Jonah? We'll be back in 7 days. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll speak to you soon.